Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference, January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
PSO wants to raise your bill again. PSO has asked the Corporation Commission for a $170 million rate hike. That's about $14 a month. Call toll-free 844-248-8224. Tell the operator to leave messages for all three Corporation Commissioners. Message is, vote no on the PSO rate hike. Again, the toll-free number, 844-248-8224. For more information, visit www.aarp.org/OK.
Grain futures lower today. We started off the corn down 3 cents here with March corn at 349 and three quarters. Today's low of 348 and a quarter did mean new contract lows for that contract today. Beans were down 6 to 7 cents with January at 982 and a half. Of course, they're a long way from their contract lows. The beans have been significantly lower. A matter of fact, the low was about $9.20, so we're about 60 cents above it. And then the wheat futures made new contract lows again today. That put July Kansas City down to about $4.42.5, down about 4.5 cents on the day. Tomorrow morning, we've got a USDA report. It'll be a mid-morning 11 a.m. report. The estimates for the U.S. Ending stocks here for wheat, 938 million bushels, slightly larger than the 935 in November. Corn, 2.478 billion, slightly lower, by about 9 million bushels lower than the November number. And then soybeans have increased to 438 million bushels, up from 425 estimated in November. On the world level, wheat is slightly lower, corn slightly lower, and beans slightly lower. So they're tightening up on the world level just a bit.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Feeder cattle futures were generally steady here. January's were up 5, 145.27. March down 5, April down 17, May down 47. Live cattle were a bit weaker, 60 to 80 cents lower on the live cattle, with December down 40 at 115.17. Boxed beef at midday today was 34 cents higher on choice at 205.93. Select at 185.83, down 14. So not a lot of change there on the choice and select beef market. The feeder cattle index as of Friday was 154.61. Now that's quite a bit higher than where the January futures are, but we've got a month and a half until those two have to converge and meet together. Again, tomorrow morning we've got this USDA report regarding the grains that could throw some sparks into the feed demand market and input prices for cattle. We've also got an FOMC meeting Tuesday and Wednesday, which will decide what the short-term interest rates are going to be. The expectations are for a 0.25% increase in the expectations, but we'll know that later on this week. Also, last night was the first trading day for the Bitcoin futures contract from the CBOE. It has got higher throughout the day, went about 18,000. Looks like that's about where it is currently.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.